It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside former Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. Yes, about the Green Bay Packers. Good evening, Gary. Gary, if you don't know, is usually mad at Packer fans because they don't. Their expectations are too high. But I'm not sure that we have him. Do we have Gary?
No, it's a little technical snafu here. Apparently Gary's not connected. Let me try and connect him here.
Technical difficulties. We can address that without any problem whatsoever. We normally have Fat Jack. He is on assignment. And so we will not have him, but if you're going to miss him, it probably be this Friday, because next Friday he'll still be able to talk about the upcoming Super Bowl. I was on this morning with Mark Tauscher for 3 hours discussing, among the other things, the Green Bay Packers. And yesterday with Brian Bulaga discussing how confident you are in the Packers as far as the way that we always use that and judge that is based on what you would be willing to bet. It's easy to say, yeah, I'm going to pick them. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. But would you bet on them to win the Super Bowl? Bulaga and I were both of agreement that we would bet for the Packers to make the playoffs. The maximum amount, which is $100 in the setup. And then it's to win the division. And I certainly have a greater appreciation of winning the division than in the past. You make the playoffs, but especially when you're a seventh seed, you're just only going to go so far. Yes, in 2010, they were a sixth seed. They only had six teams in then, and they made it, but and I'll have to check to see how often it's just, you got to win your division. So that becomes, I said that I'd bet $40 that you win the division. Now, if you win the division, that to me gives you a significantly greater chance of getting to the NFC Championship game. So that's where you want to be. They have not, LaFleur did that his first couple of years, but they have not done that since. So the chance of getting to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, you just over time realize it's just so much easier and your chances are so much better if you win your division. The discussion for me about the Packers is very simple. They're good. They're going to make the playoffs. They're good. The question is, are they good enough? And good enough, does that mean you got to be good enough to get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl? Is Goody good enough as a GM? Is LaFleur good enough as a coach? Is Jordan Love good enough as a quarterback? My answer is right now, all three of them fall short. You don't have to have all three be great, but you got to have one of them. Right now, none. And so what are you then? You're a good team, but not really good. and going to make the playoffs, but are you going to get to a Super Bowl? One of those three has to do better than where they're at right now. And joining us now is Packer and Badger, Gary Ellerson. Good afternoon,
Gary. I feel like every time I come on this show, the Home Hour.
Yeah.
I feel like on purpose, you try to irritate me.
I don't. I say what I believe. Now tell me where I'm wrong. I can handle that. Where am I wrong?
I feel like on purpose. You just try to come in and just flame the coals.
Well, so what? They're good, but not really good. What is wrong with that? Or maybe there's something else. I don't know.
So you're saying they're good but not great?
Yeah, you got to have something that tilts the field. Who tilts the field? Is it the GM? Is it the head coach? The quarterback? Or maybe you have a player?
So who do you want me to choose from? You want me because this is how?
No, I don't want you to choose from. You don't have to choose from anybody.
I think choose who's the worst.
No, they're all good. There's no worst there. They're all good.
Okay.
But you know they're all good. Somebody's got to be better than good.
In order to do what?
In order to make the Super Bowl. In order to be one of the elite teams.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Gary, right now, today, I wish the Packers were starting their season. Today. Because I'm curious to see what happens, and I think they have a chance.
It's about the first time I heard you say that, because I was on with those KBN boys, and they all you people are just, y'all get on my last nerve, man.
Why?
No, you are. You hanging out with these young guys, you know better.
What do you mean I know better? You bring up this, it's better than when we sucked. Well, that's not anybody's standard.
But you know the process, Steve.
Yeah.
You know the process, and the process is in my guesstimation, you're playing with house money. How'd you know you were going to be where you are after you got rid of a first ballot Hall of Famer? No franchises are doing that.
What do you mean? The 49ers did it with Mariucci as the coach. They brought in Garcia. They did exactly what the Packers have done with LaFleur. Exactly. You don't remember the teams when they are still good but not special.
No, what I'm saying to you is, if you look at history, okay, you gave me the 49ers, Jeff Garcia, great. But if you look at history, most teams are not doing that. Whatever happened to Dan Marino with the Miami Dolphins after that?
After Denver, they actually made the Super Bowl with another quarterback, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Woodley, I think, maybe.
But Woodley, I think, because I played Woodley. Whatever happened to the Giants after Manning, whatever happened to the Colts after Manning, what's happening right now to the
Colts after Manning did okay with Andrew Luck, actually, but
after Brady. Well, they didn't get to Super Bowl, though.
They did everything the Packers have done.
Yeah.
Not
sustained. Not sustained. No,
sustained what? Making the playoffs?
I'm talking about, not sustained. The Colts weren't sustained with Luck. No, they did okay, but what has happened here, Homer,
yes,
after you lose that quarterback, 12, there's a reset button.
Yeah,
You got to start all over, and that's where we are right now, Packer fans. We're starting all over. I know y'all want to be in the Super Bowl right now today, but we're not there yet. The process isn't done yet.
Yeah, fine, but what's to make you believe that the process is going to elevate?
I don't know if anyone knows if they know if the process is going to
elevate. I agree. Yeah.
I mean, you got to be a little lucky, right? Your younger players have to develop. And if they don't develop, you got to move on from them. And then you got to go get some free agents because you kind of waste your time with these young guys. But it's all developing in front of your face. And if you're not patient, then you're not patient. I'm patient. I understand what's happening. I see it. I think what Brian Gutekunst and his staff, they have done an absolutely great job to move away from a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback to make your team still relevant and still in the conversation of trying to get into the Super Bowl. That is hard to do in today's game. Now, can you go out and name the Jeff Garcias of the world? Sure. Can you go out and name, is it Oliver Luck? No, it's not Oliver Luck. Was it
Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go out and name. I mean, there are some instances that are out there. But for the most part, when you lose that guy, that quarterback, your franchise fails for the next, I don't know, 15, 20 years, it feels like.
I don't think it's that bad. I'll have to look up, especially if you have a good general manager. That's the most important thing by far.
That's the most important thing.
And actually have, in the case of the Cowboys, a good owner because he screwed that up totally.
I feel like every Friday you want to fight with me.
I don't. I said they're good. Now, you are more confident that the process – to me, it's still to be determined.
Yeah, the book is yet to be written. The final chapter is not even there yet. You're only on chapter 3. I don't know how many chapters is in this book, but for sure you're only on 3. You're going on 3. Your quarterback will be a 3-year starter this upcoming season. That's where you are. And, you know, and here's another thing. My guys on KVN before, they try to get me in this little thing, little in defense. Couple weeks ago, they asked me about Jaden Daniels. Gary, would you take Jaden Daniels over Jordan Love?
I would.
I go, guys, Jaden Daniels was a better football player than Jordan Love coming out of college.
It's true.
What was he, the number 2 pick? Number 3? I don't know. Top 5?
There were some that liked Jordan Love almost as high or as high. But yes, he was. Jaden Daniels had higher grades.
Yes.
Yeah, he was the number 2 pick overall after Caleb Williams.
I would have taken Caleb Williams over Jordan Love if they were in the same draft.
Yes. And so your point is?
Well, my point is everybody now tries to say, well, you know, Jordan Love is not this guy. He has to develop. He didn't have that raw talent that those two guys had coming out of college. Now, I will say this, Jalen Hurts has a different skill set than Jordan Love.
Correct.
So I don't know if they are really comparable.
Jordan Love's a better passer, right?
Correct. They're a different skill set.
Yeah.
Altogether.
So here's the question. How do you want people, or not even that, it doesn't matter, people. How do you rate or comment about the Packers and want everybody to know that's your view? Not everybody's
I think the overall theme, Homer, that they're not there yet.
Correct.
I mean, and they're still developing. And then I think what Goody's going to have to do, and you got to trade lightly with this, Goody's going to have to do with all these second, third-year players, he's going to have to figure out, is there any more growth in this, or do I have to move on from them and do something else? That's where we're kind of headed towards right now. Because all players mature at different stages of their careers. Like, one dude could be at his peak after year 1, and one dude could just be hitting his peak in year 3, but never as good as that guy in year 1. In year 1, that's about as good as he's going to get. But they're going to have different stages of some of these guys that they're going to have to make a decision on whether to pay them or whether to move on.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that. And then also, they draft other people, and maybe those players are better.
You're looking at right now, just the name for me is Lucas Van Ness has to show something next year. I didn't see much of him. I thought his rookie campaign was okay, but I didn't see much of him this year. There's going to be have to be some sort of jump off the chart improvement there.
Yeah. But I'd look at it and never assess just that. I always look at the choices. You know, Van Ness, yeah, even if he's a bust, say he's a bust. Well, Luke Musgrave, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, Dontavious Wicks, those are some good players. I don't expect good. Them all to be great.
Right, good.
I mean, we know this. Lucas Van Ness ain't going to be great, right?
No, he's not. Well, Saquon Barkley is the first ballot Hall of Famer.
I mean, Lucas Van Ness is never, to me, going to be great. He could still be a pretty good player. And if I have a draft, if Musgrave plays, if I have a draft with Musgrave, Reed, Kraft, Wicks, I can live with that. If those guys each keep getting better.
So, they need to be better than they are. Those guys.
Yeah, but they should get better. I mean, so you can have an okay draft, even if your first round pick, Jordan Morgan, was hurt. Cooper, Bullard, Williams, three of the next five picks. That's a good draft. If they just continue to play at that level and get better. Jordan Morgan
right,
plays.
But Homer, it's kind of what you came on with early, which I really don't have a problem with, is that, though, and you're right, and your synopsis is in that in order to get to the Super Bowl, you got to have special players to get to the Super Bowl.
Yes, you got to have something special. You got to, as Ron Wolf would call, a field tilter.
Yeah, you got to have a field tilter. And they don't, right now, have that on his roster.
Right. And
now, who knows if they develop someone, maybe on his roster right now, they develop into that. But right now, today, they don't have that. They don't have it.
But they all but they're still good because they've got a number of good players and they got a good
but
coach.
Shown, I think Jordan Love has shown signs of being that guy, but you need to see more.
Yes. And you need to see more from Goody. He needs to have a better first-round pick. And you need to see more from LaFleur. Because I still can't figure out why they couldn't have a better offense with Jacobs running as well as he did. Bulaga's tried to explain it to me, but it doesn't. You have all these receivers open when LaFleur first comes, and now all of a sudden you have this good running back and great running back this year.
Here's what we'll do. We'll go back to Philadelphia once again. They figured it out.
Yes.
Philadelphia, in the first four or five games, they were on Philadelphia of old before they got Saquon. And then at some point they said, you know what? A.J. Brown, sorry. We'll get it when we get it to you.
Yeah. Go read a book.
Go read a book.
No, their GM, is very good. Because he's even made mistakes.
Yeah, it wasn't really the GM. I'm saying you're talking about Josh Jacobs, and I think we're talking the same thing. I'm talking Saquon Barkley, where they had a game plan the first 4 weeks of the season, Philadelphia did, and then they were able to adjust to the stud running back that they got. We did not do that as well as we should with Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, and well, how come?
I don't know.
All right. Because you got a guy.
That's the point that I'm making here. Go ahead.
I would agree with you. That's why I think the person that has the most pressure going into next season, to me, is LaFleur. But, dude, you're this offensive guy. It got players open and made plays and put up, and all of a sudden, now you got this great running back and nothing fits anymore? What is this? So, I think he's the one that disappointed me the most this season.
And Matt LaFleur.
Yes, and if he's good, then he'll show it coming into next season. All right, 1-800-990-3776. Feel free to call in if you have a comment or a question for Gary Ellison, or if you're one of the fans he says has too high a standard. That's what I hear from you every week.
Here we go. Too high of a standard.
That's what I hear you saying about the other fans. That's what I hear, but I don't know if that's accurate.
I don't mind the high standard.
Yeah.
I mind what bothers me of where you think we should be after losing a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Okay. Yeah.
I just don't think people understand how hard it is to recuperate from losing 12.
Got it.
It's starting all over. I don't think people don't understand how hard that is.
So you should... all right, I got it now. Like, you should be very happy that they're already where they are, and yes, it will be determined in the future as to how far and how far they can get, but understand that to this point, the transition has been very good.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Who has a brighter future to you, the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Green Bay Packers?
Green Bay Packers.
Why?
Because... the head coach of Pittsburgh has refused to adjust to some degree and, or actually the other way, no quarterback, and they haven't adjusted defensively to be as dominant
number one
as they
thing.
Once were.
Number one thing, quarterback. They don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback.
That's why. And they were both in the playoffs this year.
Right.
They lost Big Ben, and it cost them because they really didn't have a quarterback, and now they sit. In flux.
I don't think they've won a playoff game in X number of years. But 8 years, they haven't won a playoff game. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
But, and so you might say their transition has been good or average now at 8 years, whereas you'd have to say the Packers in their transition to Jordan Love to this point has been very good. No guarantee that it will continue very good, but to be where they are in the short amount of time, just 2 years of Jordan Love, you'd have to give that a very good. Yeah, you might have convinced me.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you feel right now that there's no hope because you don't have a quarterback. Right. They don't believe in Justin Fields.
Yeah, and their defense is no longer dominant to where it could cover an average quarterback the way they did once.
Exactly.
Baltimore.
They're on the field too much.
Right.
They're on the field too much.
Yeah. I mean, Baltimore did it 1 year, Denver 1 year. Yeah, it's tougher to do that because the league has kind of changed the rules. Gary Ellison, second quarter, and you get him 4 quarters today. Yes, the transition by the Packers from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love to this point has been very good. That'll be our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, Pebble. You, if you have questions or comments, and if you don't, I've said this before, you just don't care that much.
Okay.
That's how you can determine with any group about any topic. If they have no questions about that topic, they don't care. Because if you care, you got questions. You got lots of questions, even if you don't generally ask questions. It's that simple. 1-800-990-3776. You might be next. Gary Ellison definitely is next. The Gary Ellison Homer Hour. And we have a Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Pebble, as a result, and the thanks is to Gary Ellison. What do we got, Pebble?
So our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question for today at the Homer Hour on Twitter at ESPN Milwaukee. You can find the Packers transition from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love has been blank, and your three choices are very good, good, or average. We'll take that poll right now at the Homer Hour on Twitter or at ESPN Milwaukee.
Good question, huh, Gary? And now talk to us about your partner.
Fellas, listen up. If you're getting ready to take that next step in life and propose, the Jewelry Center has to be the first stop. Whether it's naturally mined or lab-grown diamonds, the Jewelry Center has options for it all. Maybe you don't know exactly what kind of ring that special someone wants, but if they have a Pinterest board or ideas, bring it to the Jewelry Center. Their team of experts will help take your ideas from a dream to a reality. Learn more about their engagement ring selection or any other services at shoptjc.com. Or stop in today at any of their three locations at Greenfield, Brookfield, or Burlington.
And travel fans, listen up. Explore the many shades of Ireland with Colette Vacations and me and my wife. On August the 9th, we're heading off on an unbelievable journey. Explore the historic city of Dublin, kiss the famous Blarney Stone, and stand on the spectacular cliffs of Moher. Visit an Irish dairy farm. Visit and enjoy a taste or two at a historic whiskey distillery and stay in a medieval castle. You can visit ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com, ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com, and you can come on Sunday, February the 2nd, this Sunday, 5 o'clock, Maddie's Bar and Grill. I'll be there, my wife will be there, and all the Colette team to tell you everything you need to know and how you can sign up. That's this Sunday, February 2nd, Maddie's in New Berlin at 5 p.m. And yes, my comment, if you care about the Packers, you got questions or comments. Steve in Middleton, you're on with Gary Ellis and Letterfly.
Yeah, Homer, first, I enjoyed you and Tausch together today, and I think you kind of wore him out, which is good for him. Now, my question for Gary is, isn't it possible to have too damn many coaches on a football team? Nowadays, you got assistant to assistant. I think sometimes maybe so many voices can screw up a player.
Wow. Well, I mean, I think there's a point to that, but I think if each player is getting individual treatment because that's what you want, I don't think there's never enough because there's always questions that need to be answered. Your coaching staff has to be on the same page, right? Everybody's got to be coaching the same system. So if that's happening, I think you're okay.
Okay. But I don't know how it did years ago. And, of course, they got more players now. But when there was like 8 or 9, this is even in college, even in basketball, it's like when you got enough coaches, you got to sit behind the bench or you got enough coaches.
No, Steve, you make a great question. Nobody has studied or even analyzed whether all these coaches are a good thing or a bad thing. You got like 100 coaches. How important can one coach be when you got like 20?
Here's what you're getting, Homer. You should be getting more individualized coaching. Like you should be getting one-on-one coaching much more than you ever have.
Did you ever think? And I don't believe there was one day. I do not believe there was one day in Gary Ellis's pro career when he said, "You know, we need more assistant coaches." Not a chance in the world. And there's not one player on that team who thought that.
Because you didn't know what you didn't know.
Do you think you would have been better with more coaches? I don't believe that.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely? Absolutely. Whoa.
Absolutely. I think I would have benefited from more coaching. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
How many is enough?
Not everybody does, but I think I would have been one of those guys who would benefit from individual coaching. Absolutely.
How much did you get? You had a running backs. Hold on. You had a running backs coach, right?
Yeah, but you got like 8 other running backs, one coach.
So you would have preferred how many?
Well, I would say at least 2.
At least 2, all right.
A running backs and then an assistant coach to the running backs.
Yeah, quality control is what they call them. All right, duly noted.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks for helping out. 1-800-990-3776. See, that person had a question. You're just always curious.
I like that. It was a good question.
It was a good question. And the discount liquor Twitter poll question, 1-800-990-3776, is a good question because it addresses the transition. Has been very good, good, or average? So far, very good, 21%, good, 53%, and average, 26%. Okay. There you know, that's where they're at. The premise to me would be, in order to continue very good, you've got to get better. I would say to stay very good, you've got to get to an NFC championship game in the next 2 years. That'd be what I would say.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I love it when Gary Ellis
agrees. We agree on that.
All right. NFC championship in next 2 years.
Yeah.
Because.
Absolutely.
And I think, and I haven't looked at it as much, but I just think it winning the division is probably more important than I've stressed in the past in terms of doing that. It just becomes so much easier in the playoffs when you win your division.
It does.
But
that number one seed is really, really, really valuable.
But you win your division, you're in one of the top four. And go ahead.
But we've had a number one seed and lost before, right?
That's correct, yes. Yes, we've had
Detroit Lions had a number one seed and lost.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you win the division, you're going to be one of the top four seeds. Correct. Not necessarily number one. But, yes, the Packers, I think, and the Institute will have to check, the Packers have done pretty poorly, actually, in that one seed situation. Again, the only Super Bowl everyone knows, they were a six seed.
Right.
And, you know, you they would not have made the playoffs the last 2 years had they not expanded the playoffs to seven teams, which is no way to me. I'm not saying they're lucky or anything like that, but it just that speaks to where they have been in terms of the excellence in the NFC. And part of that is because the unfairness of having the four division winners as the top four seeds, even if one or two of those records could be El Sucko, but you win the division. I do not believe.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this will give me a chance to maybe state what will be remembered more than anything else on the show. But I don't think there's any way that a division winner should automatically be a top four seed. A division winner is guaranteed a spot in the playoffs, but the record determines where you are ranked.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
I hope they would move there. All right. Since that was mentioned as a suggestion, the NBA has an issue with the players getting better and now taking so many three-point shots. It's the way to play. I believe the NBA should change and the shot should be 2.5 points, not three. You don't have to change the distance. You just don't get as much. Why can't you have a shot be 2.5? Why does it have to be 2 or 3? This is not the 1800s. You have a scoreboard. You're down by 2.3. Fine, you can make it 3. No, threes are too important. The other option is to change the. Don't change anything. You just get 2.5 instead of 3. And if that doesn't work, make it 2.3. Whatever number you have to play, you have to have so that you take fewer threes, and when you have a fast break, you take a layup over a three. I don't know what that number is. Gary, as is the case with this show, people don't know this, that everything that is brought up for the first time. Gary has never heard me mention the 2.5 shot in the NBA, so I have no idea what his thought is. I assume he won't like it, but I think it's not only good, it's brilliant. Why does it have to be 2 or 3? Make it whatever is necessary to create the balance that you want, and 3 is clearly too many for the shot they're taking. All you got to do is change the number. And you could do that every year. You can do that every game. Today's game, it's 2 and 2.64. That would be hard because people couldn't realize how far behind they are. All right, Gary, your response, or do you want to wait until after the break?
Let's go to break. We'll come back.
Yeah. Pebble, you feel necessary to state anything you right now about my idea, which solves the issue of the NBA.
I need to think about it a little
right.
bit.
Pebble,
2.5 points. I'm out, Homer. Yeah, how hard is it to figure out math wise? 2.5 points.
Easy. If you can't figure
Seems
it
like
out,
a lot of
I don't
work.
Want you at the NBA. What? 2.5? A half is hard. If you go more than a half, yes, but
Pebble.
A half is easy.
Pebble.
So teams are going to be scoring 98.5 points.
Yes, exactly. And you can see the 2.5 if you need 2.5.
So final score, 97.5 to 95.5.
Yes. And who cares? What difference does it make? All right, well, I think we got a negative there, Gary. We'll go next. And again, 1-800-990-3776. Call in. Everybody's got an opinion on that. You should. We will take those that speak of its brilliance first. Next. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. It's time to play some golf. That's right. Golf is now 12 months of the year. Gary, tell them.
It sure is, home team. Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center is hosting their first ever tournament with $750 in cash prizes available. Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center invites you to play in a two-man scramble at Pebble Beach, all from the comforts of indoors on their top-tech, cutting-edge golf simulators. Grab a friend and sign up today at WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com. The tournament is $120 per pairing and runs through January 31st. Your winter chance to play Pebble Beach awaits. WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com.
1-800-990-3776. Pebble, we got any callers?
We do not.
What is wrong? Millions and millions of Packer fans. You're not a fan unless you have a question or comment. The question tells me that you care. We have the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question up. We'll get to that. But I want to tell you as it's I'm back. People are going to be telling me, Homer, I know it's half hour. I know it's 30. You don't have to tell me again. Yeah, I do. American Place Casino, just a half hour south of Franklin. 38 minutes, if you want to be precise. American Place Casino, located in Lake County, Illinois. They have great table games, great slot machines. They got a sports book. They get great food. They get all their promotions every month at AmericanPlaceCasino.com. All important. But that's not mine. What's mine is American Place Casino. Together now. A half hour south of Franklin, exactly 38 minutes. I can't hear you. American Place Casino, a half hour south of Franklin, 38 minutes, exactly. And I feel like such a, I don't feel like a failure. I just get mad at all the millions listening that nobody has a question or comment about the, oh, we do. We have Steve in Pewaukee. Is it going to be at the Packers or about my brilliant suggestion changing the NBA? The three-point shot is now 2.5. Yes, Steve, let her fly. You're on 94.5 ESPN and people listening around the world on YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee.
A quick question for Mr. Ellerson. As new players are being evaluated, what's more important, the measurables and the physical ability they bring or their production?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's about production, right? You can have all the measurables in the world, but if you don't have the production, it doesn't matter. You got to produce.
I do have a question for you, Gary Davis, because I heard Bill Belichick talking about it, or maybe saying was that Belichick had rules about measurables to draft a player, like a cornerback has to be this tall. I'm not taking anybody unless they have the measurables. Now, from those measurables, then all these other factors may come in terms of who I take. But he clearly, I guess, had specific measurables that limited the range. Now, my guess is, Gary, the measurables had to be such that you still had a large number of people to pick from. It's not like his measurable was you got to be a size 20 shoe.
I mean, didn't for a minute, I think, Ron Wolf, or was it Ted, had a measurable as far as cornerbacks were concerned?
Yes, yes, they should not have taken Terrell Buckley.
Right.
But they saw, they saw Buckley as not only a cornerback, but someone who could have a huge influence in the locker room because they thought he was somebody who actually he wasn't. But, and then also that he could return kicks. So there was, but yes, they definitely had that rule. And when they got rid of Buckley, it was a person who fit that rule with Craig Newsome. Great point. So, yeah, I think, I mean, I'm sure, I think everybody has some measurables in terms of they're going to very much limit the people they draft at a certain position based on some of that, right? Like maybe it's a 40 time. There might be conceivable exceptions, but I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. You got to be able to physically do things at a certain level to just stay on the field, right, in the NFL.
Right, and then some years later, they go draft Jair Alexander. I don't know if he fit the measurables where they are, but I know they took a chance with that draft pick.
I would
relative to how tall he was.
I would say this. I don't know, but I mean, I have to get the Institute to study it, but I think people in generally will underestimate the performance of Jair Alexander with the Packers. Like, they will remember him as being not as good as he might have been because of all the injuries. But, I mean, I don't know. How good was he? Was he really good at one time? I mean, he was the highest paid cornerback. Are you going to remember the greatness of Jair Alexander? Are you going to remember that, Gary? Or are you going to say, he just wasn't as good as everybody, or as I thought he would be? I don't know. What?
Well, he never reached his potential on a consistent basis.
On a consistent basis. All right, Larry in Iowa cares enough to have a question, but he's going to have to wait for the fourth quarter with Gary Ellerson. Next.
Welcome back to the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Gary Ellison, the Gary Ellison Homer Hour. He's got more to say about a partner. Listen closely.
Folks, I want to talk with my good friends over at the Jury Center. They have to be your first stop, guys. Whether it's naturally mined or lab-grown diamonds, the Jury Center has options for it all. Maybe you don't know exactly what kind of ring that special someone wants, but if they have a pension board or ideas, bring it to the Jury Center. Their team of experts will help take you from ideas to a reality. Learn more about their engagement ring selection or any other services at shoptjc.com. That's shoptjc.com. Or stop in today at any of their three locations in Greenfield, Brookfield, or Burlington.
Yeah, the Packers were a number one seed in 2021. They lost to the 49ers in the divisional round. In 2020, they lost to Tampa in the NFC Championship. Larry in Iowa, you're on with Gary Ellison. It's the Gary Ellison Homer Hour. The day to remember when Homer's brilliant 2.5 instead of the three-point shot in the NBA. Have not addressed that yet. Larry, let her fly.
Well, what I have is a little bit off the wall, but I would go with the 2.5. But anyway, Homer, I got to thank you. I've been listening to you since like about 1990. I used to be on a route, and I worked these long hours, and at the end of the day, I had to drive back, and you would come on. You saved my life. Thank you.
My pleasure. Do you think most people appreciate, like you do, how great I am? I'm not sure. What do you think,
Larry? Yes,
I do. You do? All right. Okay. Your question for Gary.
I think you're great. I honestly do.
Unless you just want to hang out and make me feel special.
No, Gary's a good guy. I like when he's on. He's just very intelligent.
Yeah,
but anyway, my suggestion is, do you think... Oh, my God, I'm blanking. Van Ness?
We got time.
Into a linebacker?
Oh, excellent, yeah.
Because he's so fast. I mean, I just thought...
Larry, here's the general rule, I think. We'll see what Gary says. My general rule is when you suggest that a player has to change position, he isn't any good. That's like the last straw. Maybe the guy's alive. Let's move him on the defensive side. But it could be he is at a position where that does change, and it's probably way more legitimate than other suggestions people have. Gary, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Homer.
Let her fly. What do you think about the new position or change something about the way Van Ness is used?
Before we get off the air, I need to go back to something because you didn't get my opinion on it. Sometimes I often think when I hear you talk on the radio, where did you get the 2.5 points from?
Where?
Yeah, what, I mean, you're home one day, or you sitting on the toilet? I mean,
I thought, well, they want to change it. No, wait a minute. Let's just make it not as many points.
I don't remember
where it was, but yeah, one at some moment, because my prep is 24/7, at some moment, I said, hey, let's make it 2.5. See how that flies.
Sometimes I don't understand how you come up with this kind of stuff.
It's hard to answer. Brilliance, what I would say. High IQ.
So for right now, I would say to say that Pebble and I don't understand the 2.5, and we think you're kind of nuts about it. Right, Pebble?
100%, yes.
Well, no, if you don't get as many points for the shot, you're less likely to take it. For example, if you were just getting 2 points, nobody would shoot out there, would they, Pebble? Be no point to it.
We're down by half a point.
No, but I'm saying if all the shots were 2 points as they were up until the ABA, then you wouldn't shoot out there as much, right? You'd get as close as you can to the basket.
That's fitting. The music is fitting. The music is fitting.
So you give this
Boy,
a week of thought.
I don't want to be in your brain, bro.
You're right now, you're not, you give it a thumbs middle, thumbs down, or thumbs up? You give it a thumbs down. Pebble, you got
it's
it a thumbs,
whole
thumbs down all the way.
Down.
What?
Two thumbs down all the way.
Two thumbs down all the way. You know what that means?
Yes.
That's life as a visionary. No, yeah, you gotta think about it a little longer. And what I would say is play some games with that. The G League, right? Try it in the G League and see what
Summer
happens.
League, yeah.
Yeah, who cares about that? Maybe use it in the All-Star game.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll get to the Super Bowl next week. Gary Ellison, you're the best. Thanks.
All right, bye, buddy.
And what I love to say, whatever's next isn't as good.